Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bahlul rahimahullah talks to a pious boy. Bahlul rahimahullah says, I was once walking along a road in Basra when I passed by some boys playing with almonds and walnuts. One of the boys stood beside them, weeping and crying. I thought that the boy was crying because he did not have any almonds or walnuts to play with. So I said to him, son, do not cry, I shall buy you some almonds and walnuts to play with. The boy looked at me and said, you fool, do you think we have been created for playing? I asked him, then what have we been created for? He replied, for gaining knowledge and for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said to him, may Allah ta'ala bless your life. How did you come to know of this? He replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. Do you think that we have created you for nothing and that you will not return to us? I said, my dear boy, you talk very wisely. Give me a few words of advice. He read four poems which meant, I see men coming to this world and going away. The world and its riches are always on the move with wings hanging to fly away. The world does not remain with any living man, nor any man lives forever to enjoy its pleasures. Death and its problems are like two horses always running fast towards men to trample them and to finish them. O fool who is deceived by the things of the world, just think and take something that is good deeds from this world to help you in the akhirah. After this, he looked up towards the heavens, raised his hands in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and read the following two poems with tears flowing down his cheeks. O you to whom all men cry in humility, O you in whom everybody places his trust, O you who fulfills the hopes of everyone who hopes from him, hopes from you, and grants all wishes. After reading these poems, he fainted and fell to the ground. I placed his head in my lap and wiped the dust from his face with my sleeve. When he got up, I said to him, son, why do you feel so afraid? You are only a child, and no bad deed has been written in your book of deeds. He said, so you say, but I always see my mother making a fire, and she always puts small pieces of wood into the fireplace. She always puts small pieces of wood into the fireplace first, and then puts big logs in afterwards. I fear when the fire of Jahannam is being lit, I should be thrown into it even before. Said, my dear boy, you seem to be very wise. Give me a few more words of advice. He then read some poems, which mean, inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.